In her 2001 book, House of Gucci, A Sensational Story of Murder, Madness, Glamour, and Greed, former fashion and business writer Sarah Gay Forden tells the story of three generations of the Gucci family. Forden moved to Milan from the U.S. in the late 1980s, a time when many fashion families, including Giorgio Armani, Gianni Versace, and Gianfranco Ferré, were expanding their businesses. Maurizio Gucci had similar ambitions, but much less business sense. Not only would he be the last of the Guccis to run the family company, but he would also end up the victim of a shocking crime of passion. In a presentation for her book, Forden explained that in the early 1990s, Maurizio Gucci was determined to revive the brand to match his own celebrity image. However, he was always better at presentation than organization.
He was a charming man, the man who really loved grand style, the glasses, the camel coat. He really had an ability to fill the people with enthusiasm for his plan. Fortunately, the results were not in line with the expectations, and the spending went out of control. They spent millions of dollars on new offices, a headquarters in Milan, refurbishing the stores. And pretty soon after this golden launch, I started to hear rumors of people were leaving, sales were slumping. It was really a fiasco in the making.
With the company in debt, Maurizio sold Gucci to his financial partners, Investcorp, in 1993. For him, it was a relief. Recently divorced, after a long and bitter separation, Maurizio had $120 million in the bank, a luxury apartment in Milan, a new romantic interest, and had founded his own company. Then the unthinkable happened.
On the morning of March 27th, 1995, he walked to where his offices were, and as he greeted the doorman, another man came in behind him and fired four shots, and the last one hit him in the temple. Initially, there was a lot of speculation that it had been the mafia, and that maybe it was a business deal gone bad.
For 2 years, the Italian police were baffled. Meanwhile, Maurizio's ex-wife, Patrizia Reggiani, and her two daughters moved into Maurizio's rented apartment in Milan. Patrizia was no ordinary homemaker, as Forden explains.
This is a woman who had come from modest beginnings, but her mother had married well. Her stepfather was a rich industrialist. And her goal in life had been to marry a rich husband with a good name. Maurizio Gucci fell head over heels in love with Patrizia. He even married her against the objections of his father, who felt that she was a gold digger. Not one member of Maurizio's family came to the wedding.
For over a decade, from 1973 until the mid-1980s, the couple had seemed happy, but Patrizia had wanted more.
Maurizio had 50% stake in the company by that point, and Patrizia was pushing him to be big in the fashion industry. And she started telling him, you know, everything that he was doing wrong. Even after they were estranged, they were just constantly fighting with each other.
On January 31st, 1997, acting on an anonymous tip-off, the police arrived at the rented apartment where Patrizia lived.
Patrizia was living in Maurizio's luxurious apartment, despite the fact that she had a penthouse apartment a few blocks away. The police ring her doorbell at 4 o'clock in the morning, and she goes into a dressing room to get ready, and she comes out in a floor-length mink coat, gold and diamond jewelry, and she's carrying a Gucci handbag.
In November 1998, Patrizia Reggiani was sentenced to 29 years in prison for arranging Maurizio's killing. She was released in October 2016 after serving 18 years. So why did she do it?
I came to believe that she really wanted to reclaim the status of La Signora Gucci. And this was something that she could only do with him out of the picture. He was spending money like it was water. She was terrified that there would be nothing left for her and her daughters. She had built her hatred of Maurizio into an obsession.